This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we'll hear Indianapolis guitarist, singer, songwriter, and bandleader Kara Tucker's top five favorite guitarists. Contributor Roxana Caldwell shares songs from her personal collection, pulled from the Indiana Vinyl Archive. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music Playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at WFYI.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, Juju Starchaser bandleader, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Kara Tucker shares her top five favorite guitarists with us.
I'll start with Omar Rodriguez Lopez. So he is the guitarist and mastermind behind the Mars Volta. The moment I picked up a guitar, I was trying to figure out how to play Elvia El Vasquez, which is one off of their second studio record called Francis the Mute. And it is just, it's a prog rock trip. It's so good. But he's got a really interesting sound, and he plays left-handed, and he's got a signature Ibanez guitar that has a specific sound specifically, you know, made for him. But he considers himself a writer, but his harmonic understanding is so deep. Very interesting human. If you don't know who Jennifer Batten is, you'll have to check her out. She was Michael Jackson's world tour guitarist and a total shredder. And she's played with literally everybody. And I have been lucky enough to take a lesson with her. She changed the way that I played guitar. I went through a stint where I was really down on myself, thinking like, maybe my hands aren't strong enough. Maybe I can't compete. Maybe there's like a physical component to being a female that is not allowing me to play like a man could play. And then I got the Sweetwater magazine, and they have sponsored musicians on the cover, and I was sitting on the couch getting all sassy, like, look at this token woman. They have to have a woman sponsor. That's like, you know, the woke time, you know, just getting real sassy. And my husband looked at me, he's like, Kara, why don't you listen to her music before you get like that? And I was like, oh, fine. So I go and I find her, and I was like, oh my gosh, this woman is doing it better than anybody else is doing it. And it just really empowered me to practice a different way and to really dive into this world of progressive and modern guitar playing. I would say a great place to start is checking out her with Michael Jackson playing the Beat It solo. I mean, she kills it. It's really cool. And she does it in like 3-inch heels and a whole costume that Michael Jackson put together for her. I'm going to throw this name out there, Friedrich Thordendahl. He is the original guitarist for Meshuggah, and he also put out a solo record in, I think, like 91 or 92 called Soul Niger Within, and it is a trip. It is really, really cool. I was looking at it. I didn't even realize there were song titles to it because I thought it was just like one long streaming song throughout the record, because that's how I've always listened to it as. It doesn't ever stop or break for songs. So I'm going to say if you start at 9 minutes and 50 seconds, there's a sick guitar solo right there.
Very specific.
Yes, very, yes. I mean, I've heard it a few times. If you don't know who Tosin Abasi is, if you're a guitarist, it's time. He plays and is the main creative force behind Animals as Leaders. But him and then also Javier Reyes in Animals as Leaders, that's the other guitarist. They play extended range 8-string guitars. So there's no bass player. It's just two guitars and then a drummer. So those two individuals I couldn't hardly pick. But Tosin Abasi and Javier Reyes are great. But the song that I really like is called Tempting Time. And there's a guitar break right after the intro into what might be like an instrumental verse that is like, it's mind bending. It's really fast. It's really cool. My last human that is a huge inspiration for me is Jakub Zajtecki. and he is also a progressive metal guitarist. And nobody writes such melodic music as this particular person does. His album Wishful Lotus Proof, which is the album, the song that I'm going to pick, which is called, I don't even know how to say this, but it's Satya's Diary. It's the second song on that album, Wishful Lotus Proof. But he features all different guitarists from the community on there, including Misha Mansour from Periphery, and Pliny is on that record, I'm pretty sure, and just all different people that are, like, you know, famous and in the modern guitar playing scene.
So what can we do now?
Those are some of my top five, and so many other people that should make the list, but ain't got time for that. So yeah.
Ain't got time for that. Well, thank you, Kara.
You are very welcome.
Thanks, Kara, for that top five. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we listen into clips from our weekly local music playlist. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from an indie-based band. This is Carnelia with Rolling Off My Skin on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Don't know if I mean it, or if I'm trying to convince myself, but it sure feels good, but honey, does it?
That was Carnelia with Rolling Off My Skin. You are tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
20-year-old Taylor Hall is a musician and activist bringing community together through youth development and art. She has now coined the term artivist, hoping to empower more young people to bridge the generational gap of Black activists. This single is a coming-of-age tune that is relatable and warm. This is Taylor Hall with Unfolding.
Everything is starting to work out. Finally pulled myself out of that drought. Now I'm on screens, living my dreams, and it's everything that I could have imagined. Yeah, I wasn't too sure in the beginning. But I'm right where I'm supposed to be. It's all unfolding.
Rhodiola is a Bloomington-based group fronted by singer-songwriter Kate Long. Their album Arlene was included in Pitchfork's Great Albums You May Have Missed feature, but you didn't miss it because here on Small Studio Signal Boost, we've been playing tracks from this smooth, buttery, guitar-driven record for months. The entire album is binge-worthy, but this is my favorite track from Arlene. It's Rhodiola with Game of Numbers.
When you said yes, you were in. Accounting backwards to conception. How many years had I waited to feel forever? As if forever were a thing.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and we're listening to music by Indiana artists. I've played this song before, but it's worth another listen because it's such a solid, catchy pop jam. Here's Fourth Story with Touch.
Everything we want is closer than it seems. Staying up all night underneath the fluorescent lights.
Thank you.
Carrington Clinton is one of the most productive musicians I know in this city, whether it's playing live with one of his various groups, releasing music with Clint Breeze in the Groove, or a solo project. Clint Breeze, I don't know how he finds time to sleep, but I'm glad he does what he does because I love the outcome. Here's the track Fly from his solo project, Clint Breeze. This week, we're featuring a few songs from the Indiana Archives. Contributor Roxana Caldwell has songs from her personal collection. Up first is We Are Hex with Birthplace of the Mystics from 2010, followed by Sardina with The Girl from Outer Space and Big Brother from 1994. Roxana ripped those last two from her personal 7-inch records, so listen for the pops and crackles.
Thanks, Roxana, for that journey through the Indiana Music Archives, featuring tracks pulled from her vinyl collection. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. This is Mr. Kinetic with Struggle on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great Saturday night.